Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:14, down 11.5 on the open. March, 5:31, down 8.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.92, down 9 on the open. March, 5:11, down 9.5. May, 4.92, down 8. July, 4.58, down 8. September, 4.58, down 8 on the open. December corn opened at 3.25, down 4.5 on the open. March, 3.38, down 5. May, 3.45, down 4.5. July, 3.49.5, down 5.25. December, 3.27, down 7 on the open. December oats opened at 241.5, down 1.25 on the open. March, 251.5, down a half. November soybeans opened at 633.5, down 6.25 on the open. January, 646, down 7.25. March, 655.5, down 7.25. May, 661, down 7.5. July, 668.5, down 5.75. August, 673, down 6. November, 680, down 7 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 189.70, down 190 on the open. January, 190, down 190. December soybean oil opened at 27.15, down 12 on the open. January, 27.45, down 16. At the Merck, November feeders opened at 104.40, up 77.5 on the open. January, 101.65, up 70. March, 115, up 35. October live cattle opened at 90.15, up 10 on the open. December, 88.75, up 7.5. February, 91.60, up 10 on the open. December lean hogs open at 65, down 25 on the open. February, 67.60, down 30. April, 67.95, down 15. May, 70.20, down 77.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 93.90, up 32.5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading and the wheat pit trading anywhere from down 6 to down 9.5, make it 10.5 now. Corn trading anywhere from down 3.5 to down 4.25, and beans trading anywhere from down 4.25 to down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Why are we seeing so much red on the screen today, sir?
Well, a couple things happened. Basically, number one, heavy deliveries in the beans. If we look at the energies, the gold, the silver, all the outside markets, the CRB took quite a tank yesterday. And it's the last day of the month, last day of the quarter, and the last day of a lot of people's years. And basically, you know, we're seeing a little bit of profit taking. We're looking at probably after today, you know, 5-6 more days of clear harvest weather. And definitely an overbought situation in the technical picture here on all the commodities, Dave.
Does that mean if it's the first day of the month tomorrow, the funds come back and buy like they've been doing in recent months?
Well, the big question of today is, Dave, and I've asked everybody I've talked to on the floor in Chicago, is this the one-day wonder correction, or is this something that's really going to go on? And I got about a 50-50 mix on the ideas of that from the members on the Board of Trade. A lot of them are thinking that we are due a little bit of a correction, but they're not looking for a big one right now is the overall consensus.
All right, then let's look at some particulars from a correction standpoint. If D's wheat closes below $5 on a closing basis, which looks like it might possibly do today. What kind of correction do you think we might be looking at? 491, 471, where?
Well, I think, you know, the D-suite, yeah, I mean, well, we went down, you said the D-suite, of course, we've been to 86 already this morning. So, I mean, basically, I think that, you know, we have sort of broke down through the $5 level. So that is 491 is the was the first support there as far as that when they broke through it. Because they went from 504 to first support, which of course went through to 491. So, and we are at 491 now. So, I would say, you know, there's probably would be trying to approach the 482 mark next day.
482, which would not be quite all the way down to the 50% correction for the move that began back on September 15th. Let's go ahead then and look at the corn. Corn also down a little bit today. But we've been saying for a number of days, and our analysts have been saying that we were due for some small correction in the corn pit. Looks like that's happening.
Yeah, we saw South Korea buy Chinese corn overnight, basically staying away from us. There was also a wire story that seemed to make the headlines at a Purdue University economist says the corn acreage this next season could be up 10 million acres from last year. So we're not sure whether that's quoted right or thinking maybe the 08 crop with some other things going on, but that's one of the things that's weighing out there. The major support in the March corn is 337, our low being 336 and three quarters. So we have sort of bumped up against that. The major support in the July corn is around 349, Dave. We went to 349 and a half. So major support has seemed to hold at this point in time.
And if you look at the nearby, we're still holding there too, or no?
The DC, yes. I think that basically 320, 323 to 324 was basically major support there. And, of course, 323 and a half has been the low of the day. So we seem to be in a fast market across all the corn contracts, Dave, but we don't seem to be crashing this market that way.
And what do you then tell producers to do about these prices? Are you still of opinion to go ahead and sell across the scale at $3 plus and re-own on paper? Although I don't know where you quite re-own at this point.
Right now, Dave, I think that depending on the situation, if you're going to have to put it into commercial storage, pay storage that way, we're still selling across the scale. We have been either just putting on some calls with the idea of selling some calls against it later, or just plain taking our $3 and yanking the cash flow and saying this is a very good price to market, depending on what percent they are actually sold so far.
Recall strategy might not be such a bad deal. It looks like there's some calls out there at, you know, 16, 18 cents, which would be pretty much equivalent to the storage fees.
Actually, even a little less on some cases, but yes, very much an idea instead of just sticking it in there. And of course, you know, we put a bottom in that way too. So, and you know, above $3 was not what any of us were penciling in at the beginning of the year. So, these are good levels, good cash flow levels, and it's very good for the farmer right now.
Let's get to the soybeans then and talk about your analysis there today.
Well, I think that, you know, we'll have some of the private estimates coming out soon. F.C. Stone's going to be out tomorrow. Dave and Foreman Ag Resource will be out Thursday or Friday. We are looking at the good possibility that they're going to increase the bean production 1 to 2 bushels. We feel it along the way that it's been moving along good. Harvest, there's still a little more out there than what they were maybe expecting by a percent or two. We're going to see good harvest weather coming on. And, of course, we know that Brazil's planting a few more acres of beans than what they were anticipating with these higher prices.
So if we increase by 1 to 2 bushels per acre on the November USDA crop production report, does that break the NOV beans back down to 589 at 50% retracement?
I don't know. I think, you know, we've got to get through $6 before we get to 589. And with corn possibly staying somewhat strong, we're going to have to see a break in the corn market to take beans back under $6 right now, Dave. So we're gonna say that we could set back to that 605 range first, and then we'll take a look and see if we can go on down to that 50% retracement.
Over at the Merck feeder cattle, finally showing it might have a little bit of a pulse.
Yeah, you know, corn and meal down today helps that market a little bit. The cattle and hogs a little bit lower. A little bit surprised cattle didn't see a little bit of a bounce after the way that the cutouts traded higher yesterday. But looks like they're trying to put some more margin back in for the packer.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 518, down 6.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 491.5, down 9.5. December corn, 325, down 4.5. July, 351.25, down 4.25. November beans, 633.5, down 6.25. November, 682, down 5. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, in central and east central Indiana, cloudy with showers tapering off, then becoming partly sunny in the south, mostly cloudy with showers. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs from 42 to 64. Tonight, in the north and central sections, clear to partly cloudy in the south, mostly cloudy, with a chance for a few scattered showers. Lows ranging from around 20 to 40. Then tomorrow, in the north and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, partly to mostly sunny, with highs from 47 to 54 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at willag.org.